This goes to Matt, M-A-T-T, Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N, P-A-C, fax 877-779-0621, regarding Diane Fish, F-I-S-H, date of birth 5/6/1957. Dear Mr. Larson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Fish with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary to chronic interstitial nephritis from proton pump inhibitors and metabolic acidosis and all caps, POTS. Her last visit was September 30th of 2024. Since her visit, she had cervical fusion with almost every cervical vertebrae involved April 14th of this year. She was in the hospital several days and had some poor reactions to pain medication as well as gabapentin. So she stopped those right away and just took Tylenol. And she was very worried that those medicines may have affected kidney function. Fortunately, kidney function has remained in range. It was slightly better the day after surgery. Creatinine was 1.72, but 4:27:25 creatinine 1.97 is certainly in the range that she's been in even before surgery, with estimated GFR of 27. She's feeling better. She's a lot less anxious about any possible damage that surgery may have caused after surgery and the medications that she was using. She's feeling fine without any symptoms at all. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear, and she urinates adequate amounts. No cloudiness or blood, and no current edema. Medications, she takes baking soda tablets 2 daily for metabolic acidosis. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get today was weight at 161 pounds, and that is down 6 pounds from her last visit. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 9th, 2025, and sodium 139, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 27, calcium 9.1, intact parathyroid hormone 72, phosphorus 4.1, albumin 3.9, hemoglobin 13.8, normal white count, normal platelets, and phosphorus was 1.98, essentially the same as it was on April 27th when we checked it. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stabilized creatinine levels. She will continue to get monthly lab studies done. 2, metabolic acidosis, currently stable on current dose of sodium bicarbonate. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.